The state recently announced $1.5 million available in loans to women and minority-owned small businesses in the Lower Naugatuck River Valley. The money comes from a public-private partnership created to address the needs of those more vulnerable businesses as they try to stay afloat in the COVID economy. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky spoke to business owners to see whether a loan is what they need.
Renee McFarland owns a hair salon in Ansonia, and she wants her customers to know how clean her shop is.
People told me I'm going overboard.
She sprays down the chair after each customer, cleans the bathroom after each use, and she won't do the hair of someone not wearing a mask.
I also spray this, this, that, and I have all of this.
Two bottles of bleach. Those were donations from her church and clients. But despite all that, customers have canceled. McFarland thinks it's because the pandemic is getting worse nationally. Here's what her business needs right now.
An influx of more customers, of course. If I could get a grant versus a loan.
The new partnership loan program is a collaboration between the Community Foundation for New Haven, the City of New Haven, the Amor Prop Fund, and HEDCO, or the Hartford Economic Development Corporation. The pool of $1.5 million can go to businesses in New Haven or the Lower Naugatuck River Valley, with a priority on Derby and Ansonia. Qualifying businesses with no more than 20 employees can complete a one-page application and receive up to $25,000. The loans will be interest-free for the first 12 months. Lindy Lee Gold is the president of the Amor Prop Fund. At a press conference, she shared data that predicts up to 40% of minority and women-owned businesses will not survive the COVID-related recession.
Many lack access to bank credit, making it harder to survive these financial emergencies. Profit margins are thin, while owners' financial savings are often meager, making them vulnerable to sudden downturns.
CEO of HEDCO, Fernanda Rosa, said this program has been in the works for a while.
As the women continue to develop their business and taking care of their households, the need exists. And they're not all in a position where they could qualify for a banking loan.
Qualification is one issue, and interest is another. Again, Renee McFarland.
Can I be honest? Doesn't make sense. You want us to take out a loan, but the way that things are going with the COVID going up, jobs are being lost, a lot of people are afraid to come out, then you have to sit back and say, how do I pay this back afterwards? So personally, I wouldn't take it.
I met Amy DeMore at a farmer's market in Ansonia. She was selling jams and jellies at her year-old business, Amesky's Delights. She says she already took out a loan to pay for supplies that would normally come out of her paycheck. But she lost her day job working in a chiropractor's office due to shutdowns. So another loan could get Amesky's Delights out to more farmers markets.
To help pay for, you know, all my my sites and help pay the credit cards that I use to, you know, build up my business to a bigger one.
Prisetti Altamari was making a cappuccino for one of a handful of customers at her bakery and deli, Altamari's Little Italy, when I walked in. She said she and her husband have sold cannolis and subs to Derby residents for 32 years. They installed new glass paneling above the countertops in order to reopen safely. Now they're making monthly payments on that work. Their daughter, Amy Altamari, said they could use a loan to help cover those payments. But with business as slow as it is, she's not optimistic for the long term.
If it stays quiet the way it is, this has been here for a long time. They've been doing this for years, and their age and stuff probably won't last if it stays like this. I don't see it how it could. It's pretty sad, but that's probably unfortunately what's going to end up happening.
The Women's Business Development Council is based in Stamford, New London, and Derby. And it says it's seen requests for assistance triple since the pandemic started. Fran Pastore is the founder and CEO, and she agrees the state did well in bringing in money for some, but for those who didn't have existing relationships with banks or the support they needed to take advantage of loan programs.
They need grant funds. They cannot take on any more debt. There are people that can take on more debt, that can take on debt because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But with all of this uncertainty, my biggest concern is the disappearance of Connecticut's main streets.
Let us not forget that a lot of these towns that we're talking about along the Route 8 corridor have been struggling for a very, very long time.
For them, she says, the pandemic is just the latest economic challenge businesses in these towns have faced. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.